Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 67th Berlinale. Today I'm together with Nakane Touré, actor, protagonist of The Wound, the opening film of the Panorama section.
So Nakane, as John was telling me, initially you had to take part of this film as a composer and a musician. So tell me more, tell me what happened.
So initially I was actually, John had heard, I'd released an album and John had heard about me and he was interested in me writing the score for the film, which I was very excited about. I had all these ideas about using voice, which watching the film now I know wouldn't have worked, but I had all these ideas and all these sources that I was sending to John. And then I think on our second coffee, he said, would you like to perhaps try an audition for a role in this film? I was like, oh God, I don't know. I don't know. I think we should stick to the music, you know? He's like, I had done acting as a child, you know? And I didn't know whether it was any good because I was a child. And your teachers are nice to you. So he sent me the script. I was like, send me the script, and I looked through it. And he sent me the script, and I did some preparations, and I auditioned and got the part. But it was a rigorous auditioning process. I did readings with different characters just to see if I could do different... if I had, I guess, the range to be for that.
So, Nakane, would you describe your character for our listeners?
Galali is a 30-something-year-old... factory worker. He lives in a small town in the Eastern Cape called Queenstown. And sometimes, once or twice a year, he goes to the rural areas and is a caregiver, sort of a nurse to these initiates who are going through these rites of passages from boyhood to manhood, they get sentences. And on some level, that's almost like the one thing that he knows for sure that he's good at. You know, because everyone tells him that he's good at it. He's very insecure. But he knows that he was clever at school, but he gave up all those things because of someone that he loves. So he's very, very, very self-sacrificial to a fault, you know. He's willing to give up everything just to see one guy who doesn't care that much about him twice a year.
I was just telling John that the story is very universal, even if it's set in a very specific place and situation.
Exactly. Being feeling alienated from your community, growing up, dealing with expectations of what your community wants from you. So if you look at it from a micro level, you're seeing this really, really small community, and it's very local. But then if you sort of zoom out of the film, you see that this is incredibly universal. This is the point of art, right? Is to sort of make us have more empathy as a species, as human beings. You know, I remember reading Madame Bovary by Gustave Flaubert, who was a French writer who wrote in the 19th century. I don't know anything about that world, you know. So there were certain things that were very, very local that I just didn't understand. But from a macro level, when I zoomed out of the story and sort of understood the idea of the fact that he was talking about love, talking about expectations and what different genders are expected to adhere to, of course it was universal. And I think that's the real beauty about this film, is that everyone who's seen it sort of sees themselves in it, even though they're so removed from it geographically.
Plus, it's not even a question of being gay or being straight.
All of those other things are devices. When you scratch away really at it, what you realize is that this is a love story, you know, and it's a very untypical triangle, but it's a triangle nonetheless. And there are two people in this triangle who love each other very much in their own way, even though this is an impossible love, because one of them will never, ever reciprocate the way the other one wants the love to be reciprocated. So it's really, really sad in that sense, but it also shows you what people are willing to do for love and for the people that they love.
The film went to Sundance Film Festival and now it's here in Berlin. What kind of reaction would you expect from the audience here?
So, I mean... again, going back to my drama teacher, she always said to me, once you've done something and you put it out there in the world, it's not yours anymore. So it's almost like having a child in this, in a way, in a strange way. You have the child, you feed it, it starts to walk, and it becomes a grown person, and then it leaves school and goes out here in the world and does what it wants. And there's nothing you can do about what the child, about the decisions that the child makes, right, as the parent. And it's the same with any art form. You sort of nurse it, you create it, you try to make it as best as it can be. But once it's out there, you can do nothing about what people see in it or what people don't see in it. You can give them clues, but I always try not to lead an audience, you know, because I feel like then if I'm leading them, then this is a tutorial, this is a lecture, this is exactly what this is not, you know. So, of one thing that I want people to have is empathy. You know, I want people to walk out there going, "Huh, had I been in the same situation, maybe I could have possibly done the same thing." You know, and that's the whole point, you know, is that like you watch a film and you suddenly forget that that person is not that, like the person acting is not that person. They are the character. That's when you know that the film has been successful, I think. And you're sucked into their world and you feel for them. You know, when they hurt, you hurt. When they're angry, you're angry. And you, when they disappoint you, you're disappointed even more, as Polani does in the end, disappoints everyone, you know. But yeah, empathy.
Thank you, Nakane Touré, for talking about The Wound, the opening film of the Panorama section at the 67th Berlinale. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.